But we haven't talked in a few weeks, and since we talked, Ken Hitchcock decided not to come back as coach, and today we get the introduction of Jim Montgomery, and we know he's coached the young players. He's had great success at the college level, and you know that's the first question that's out there, Razor, is, okay, he hasn't coached at this level before. And in other sports, mm-hmm. that's usually a check mark against someone. Is that something that he's going to have to account for?
I think so. The rub with that is until you get a chance to coach him, you can't really prove that you can relate to pros. But he had such a long career in both the minors internationally. He played in Germany, played briefly in Russia. He played in multiple stops in the National Hockey League, you know, a little cup of coffee here and there. So he has this very broad knowledge of professional hockey. Now, his only coaching experience is at the collegiate level and a little bit at the U.S. AHL level, too, where he won a couple of championships there. I think what most people have looked at with Montgomery is that he's a real bright young guy, youngish, you know, late 40s, which is young for a coach nowadays. And he has had success wherever he's been. And he had success when he played, too. He won a championship at Maine in his college days. He was a terrific, just a fantastic minor league player. Back when we called the original 21, if you will, there were only 21 teams in the league, not 31 like there is now in the NHL. So he comes in with people all over the map who have nothing but glowing things to say about him. So it sounds, at least on the surface and going in, like it's an awesome hire for the Stars.
Here's what I would wonder about this, Razor. I don't know if the culture of hockey is like this, but if you try to do this in virtually any other sport, particularly basketball and football, where you run a guy in there who doesn't have a big track record in the National Hockey League. And in some of those other sports, you get a lot of, okay, well, what does this guy know? What can this guy teach mm-hmm. me about playing in this game in this league? Do you think he'll run up against much of that in hockey?
Well, it's not just lip service. The league is trending so much more younger than it has been in past, where you have a lot of these guys that are barely in their 20s and some of them in their teens that play primary roles in this league. So there's no real waiting for your time. Your time is now. And he, again, going back to what I said, I'm hoping that his history – in pro hockey will serve him extremely well here. And when you have a bunch of young guys, and the Stars have a bunch, they're one of the younger teams in the league outside of, you know, this guy here, this guy there, the young core of this group that is either here or coming in, I think will attach themselves well to the style that he wants to play and the culture he wants to create here. I know what you mean, though. Like, there have been the road is just littered with guys who left college football or college basketball, and it just didn't work in pro.
Mm-hmm.
And there haven't been that many that have left college hockey and gone straight to the National Hockey League. There really haven't. I think there's less than half a dozen. The one guy that gets brought up lately is Hextall, who's in Philadelphia, and it's worked extremely well there. They seem to agree with all things that are going on with the development with the Philadelphia Flyers. So the hope is the same thing goes on here with this influx of young players into the Stars mainstream. And at the same time, he should be able to connect with the Jamie Benns of the world who are, you know, 30 and have been in the league now for quite a while. So I hope he's going to be a good fit where he can communicate and guide guys at every step of their professional careers.
I saw his, I think, 10 keys to success from puck possession, face-offs.
It's a little process.
Yeah, but it also very Hitchcock-like, I guess, right? And his, at least his overall approach to the game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to get to know him a little bit here because I believe he has some of those old-school sensibilities in how he approaches the game. But at the same time, there's some new school in there. And this reminds me a little bit of when Dave Tippett came in the first time Hitch left here. And, you know, Tippett came in with a lot of the same defensive philosophies. We were a terrific defensive team back then in the early 2000s. And yet there was a real players coach aspect to how he dealt with individuals. And I think you'll see that probably more so from Monty than you did from Hitch, who's set in his ways and is much more of a taskmaster first and foremost. So it could be a bit of a hybrid, I think.
And you got to interview him here in just a few minutes, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to sit down and grill him for DallasStars.com, and then they'll have the press conference here this morning, and everybody will get to work. And the thing you should know, George, as well, is that he's a huge U2 fan.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So there's check that box.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
So he's a winner. He's a U2 fan, and he's a former star, albeit only 9 games, but we can call him a former Dallas Star. So he's got a lot going for him, and I'm looking forward to getting to know him and following his progression here with this team. They need some success around here, as you know, like long term. And he seems to be a builder as much as he is a coach for the now. And that seems to be what the organization really likes about him, and I think it's going to serve him well.
And he believes in puck possession. I think we all believe in that, don't we?
Yeah, if you have the puck, don't give it up. And then when you have the puck, as you've said many times, George,
you got to put it
in the basket. You got to put
keep it out. That's right.
You got to keep it out, and he seems to be very good at doing that.
Well, that's what it takes. All right, good stuff, Razor, and we'll talk soon.
I'll be beside the channel.
All right, we'll see ya.
All right,
that's
love you,
Daryl Razor Ray. We love you too.